Shalosh Shudas packet, and also a Maariv and a Megillah, like we have in the years past. And Friday night we'll daven here, Bez Hashem, and then you'll have the Suda in my apartment, Bez Hashem. I'm looking forward for all the people. Okay, Jake, it's a Kosher Glover today. He likes Kosher Glovers. V'atat etzave ez b'nei Yisrael v'ikui elech Hashem zay zoch chasis l'ma'or l'alos ner tamid. So chasis v'atat etzave, Rashi says, b'li shmorim. The Shem Zay Zoch means pure. Pure. So what's the significance of this? So let's just cut to the chase and go to page 15. That's where the Kosher Glover is. So he says, "Atat etzaves bnei Yisrael v'chul elech Hashem zay zoch peish Rashi zoch b'li shmorim v'alos ner tamid peish Rashi madlik hashetesha leves ola meileha." So Yesh Lefarsh in there, Rambam says the Baal Aveira ha'osa mitzvos torfim nosom b'fonof. He says a Baal Aveira that does mitzvos, all the mitzvos we tear up in his. In other words, he's still doing aveiros. The guy is eating treif. He's going to treif restaurants, but he's taking, he's wearing tefillin. So that's not good. I mean, so kasavnim mokem acher tayne davke shoshel shalol lishma. I'm not saying maybe he still should wear tefillin because that'll hopefully get him to do tshuva. But he says that's only torfin also the fun of if he's doing the mitzvah shalol lishma. But also lishma eino. And then he explains the whole thing. But the point I want to show you now is the following. On page 16. See where it's paragraphs Iker Koch Lishma. He says Iker Koch Lishma b'mitzvos u'maisim tovim yesh lo b'koch Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom. That the concept of lishma in mitzvahs comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. That is lishma osios Moshe ad kan shamati. Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate doing something without any ulterior motives, totally lishma. See, the tzave, you know, tzave literally means to command. But in Aramaic, the word tzave is loshen tzafsa. What does tzafsa mean? Companionship. What? Companionship. You know, they mean malaga. So the famous Orachaim HaKadosh on page 2 says, Ula yirmoz ba'omro tetzav al derech omram ki kol talmid chacham yesh lo nitzos minishmas Moshe. That every talmid chacham has a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu in him. Ulzer Rabbeinu zal ayukorim zel zeh Moshe. Right? The Gemara says that if somebody said a good svara, So you know what the Gemara says? You say, Moshe, Shapir Ka'amar. Moshe, you said well. But his name is Pinchas. Why are you calling him Moshe? Because every time Chacham is a shtick Moshe Rabbeinu. So Vatat Tzaveh, as Bnei Yisrael, or Chaim HaKadosh says, you're going to be Malave. You're going to be Malave Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, throughout the generations. Your neshama is going to be with every future Talmud Chacham in the generation. Atat Tzaveh as Bnei Yisrael. V'hu Omro, Atat Tzaveh al-Derech Omro, ki Malachav Yitzav Elach, Zhu Loshon Tzavsa. Malachav Yitzav Elach. So he's also darshaning. It means, Yitzaveh means the Malachim will malave you. So that's what the Orachayim HaKadosh says. That Tat Tzaveh, that Moshe, his neshama is going to be Malava every future Talmud Chacham. He's going to have a shtick Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Moshe says, Moshe Shapir Ka'amar. Your name's not Moshe. His name is Moshe. But even if it's not, Moshe Shapir Ka'amar. So says the Kajal Glover, now back on page 16, the same thing. Atat Tzaveh B'nai Yisrael, you should be loved B'nai Yisrael to give them the Midah of Lishma. To give them the Midah of Lishma. What's the Midah of Lishma? V'yikhu Elecha Shem and Zayizach. In other words, you can do a mitzvah, and it's an ulterior motives, it's still a mitzvah, but it's not Shem and Zayizach. It's not pure. When you do something totally L'Shem Shemayim, and who could teach us that? Only Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Kajal Glover says, V'atat Tzaveh is B'nai Yisrael. You will Malave B'nai Yisrael to teach them the idea of Asiyas Mitzvah L'Shma. Oh. So that's the first thing. Atat Tzaveh, the Baruch Haim HaKadosh says, Atat Tzaveh, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Malave every Talmud Chacham. And then he says, Tzaveh also, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Malave Klal Yisrael to teach them the Midah of learn of doing things L'Shem Shemayim. And even if we're not on that told Magrega, that Shem Zayizach Kosis Lamor, that it's totally pure, but getting there. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu is totally pure. He'll hopefully get us up the next rung, etc. But now he says a word from the Rebbe of Lublin. So let me show you the word of the Rebbe of Lublin. On page 12. So the Rebbe of Lublin is darshaning the pasuk in Shmos on page 10 and 11. He says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to be with you. And how do you know that the oath that I'm going to be with you is that when you leave Mitzrayim, you'll worship Hashem on Har Sinai. So this is the Yisod, the Rav of Lublin, the Rebbe of Lublin is going to say. He says, and the Kajal Glover quotes, and a person does something, a mitzvah, shalom l'shma, you know what it could cause? Gaiva. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm great. I'm better than you. Look at my mitzvah. But if you're doing a mitzvah l'shma, so then you're doing it l'shem Hashem. You're not doing it. So then it's not going to cause gaiva. Because to the amount of gaiva that the mitzvah causes, that shows how much shalom l'shma was in the mitzvah. But if it's a pure mitzvah, then it's not going to cause any gaiva. So says the Rebbe Lublin on page 12. Zemi anochi ke lechel paro. V'yom elav Hashem ki yeinoch. V'zeh lecha oz ke anochi shlachtichem. L'chor hayalol isbarach. Rashi v'lo halo ata gadol mikol adam. In other words, Hashem should have said, okay, you know, the reason I'm choosing you is because you're the greatest. But he didn't tell him that. So he says the following. If a person has proper avodas Hashem, it's not going to cause gaiva. In bala odam gaiva me avdus umadrega. But if gaiva comes from his avodas Hashem, shmamino ki yesh ba chisaron o bekula o mechzasa lefi ha'inyan ha'gaiva bala. So it's to the amount of gaiva that the mitzvah is causing, that's the amount of shalol shmoa that the mitzvah had. So he says, Zelacha ha'os, perish, she'ata omer mi anochi. But you're saying, mi anochi, you have the anava, makir emes, Zelacha'os ki anochi shelachticha. Mi olam elyon onikra anochi. This is, in other words, the fact that you're saying mi anochi is the os, that what? That your mitzvahs are in the Olam HaElyon. Your Madrega is coming from the Olam HaElyon because you have pure Anava. So take a look here. From page 16, in the, he says, Hashem says, V'atat tzaves b'nei Yisrael, meaning I want you to memlave b'nei Yisrael to teach them Shem and Zayizach, that the mitzvahs have to be pure. They have to be l'shmoah. And what's the raya? Kosis. What does kosis mean? Kosis when something is what? Chopped up. In other words, that's the opposite of gaiva. It's shofel. It's kosis. It's crushed. Hayde shalot agila. And what's the raya? Sheyu mitzvah shloshma zach v'naki below shmarim. V'al yidei zeh kosis. Hayde shalot agila em gasis ruach al deha mitzvahs. So that's what he says. Atat tzaves bnei Yisrael, you should teach them Torah mitzvahs l'shma, Shem and Zayizach, that should be pure l'shma. And then if it's Shem and Zayizach, then it's going to be kosis. Then it's going to cause anova, not gaiva. But then he goes further. Next paragraph, page 60. Vinei Isa b'svar makadoshim da amolek yimach shemo hamevi gasas ruach. Amolek is gasas ruach. That's the famous gematria. Amolek b'gematria rum. 240. High up. He says, uvzei yesh lefarish Vayaka Shayori Moshe Yodo Vigovar Yisrael. Kik Shemosha Govar Vihnis Bisrael Ruach Lishma. Yorim Moshe means Yodo. Meaning Moshe, what does Yorim Moshe Yodo? Literally means he put his hand up and then they were looking to Shamayim. He says Yorim Moshe Yodo means when Moshe's lesson was taught and won, then the Gover Yisrael. So then we beat Amalek. Because Amalek's whole mahus is gaiva. So if Klal Yisrael has the midah of what? What's the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu? Of Lishma. Of Lishma. That's Osios Moshe Rabbeinu. And when it's Lishma, then it doesn't bring gaiva. Kshe Moshe Gover Vichnis Yisrael Ruach Lishma, but if he wasn't successful, he means the Torah were the mitzvahs were shalol lishma. So then it brings gasas ruach. So then Amalek's teaching prevails.
Val yidezel halos ner tamid. Yishu l'shmo yesh lo kiyim nitzchi. Sfasem es tikon lo'avro. Shur sheker yesh lo hefzik. And that's it, halos ner tamid. Because if you do something that's l'shmo, it's going to have lasting effects. If it's a lo l'shmo, after a while, you're going to get tired of it. And halos ner tamid. So again, learn, teach Klal Yisrael, Shem and Zayin Zoch, they have to do the mitzvahs l'shma, pure. And then, if it's done pure, like the Rebbe Lublin says, kosis lamor, then it's not going to, then it's going to cause shval ruach. Because doing the mitzvahs l'shma, you're an Eved Hashem. It's not about you, it's about serving Hashem. If it's about you, then it causes gaiva. And that's the Milchama of Amalek. Kasha Yorim Moshe, when Moshe's lesson of Lishma, then it brings us what? The Anava, then the Govar Yisrael. Kasha Yoniach Yodo, but when his lesson is not learned, then Amalek wins. Because Amalek's teaching is what? Amalek's teaching is the teaching of Gaiva. Kasus Ruach, Gematria Ram. Now I'm going to show you a beautiful vort from the Noam Agadim, one of my favorite svarim, on page 23. The Noam Agadim is a beautiful, beautiful vort. Shamati mi pekodosh Adoni Ovi Mori Rabbi Zatzal. He's a bizarre al pnius u'machshove shelo lishmo chas v'sholom. B'shas ha'tfilo u'mitzvahs. Al derech omron zal. Page 24. Ha'mispalo tzorech sh'yir atzmo ki'ilu sh'china k'negdo. Sh'enem ha'shivisi Hashem l'negdi. K'mo kei b'chol mitzvah tfilo shelo lishmo b'shvil odom ha'reza k'kona odom la'atzmo. Because if you're doing a mitzvah because you want the other person to see how great you are, because you're davening with such kavana, so the other person think, oh, look how great he is. So you know what that means? That you have another master besides Hashem. Because you care so much about what the other people, so your davening is to impress the other fellow. So that's Elokim. So that means alpana, when you're servicing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, you shouldn't have Elokim Acharim. Just think about God. But if you think, when I'm davening, I have to think, oh, am I davening long enough, or am I davening enough kavana because this other guy's looking at me. So he says, lo ye alocha Elokim Acharim panai. In other words, when you're on Panai, when you're in front of the Shechina, don't have any other gods. Because the other people you're thinking about to impress, they also became like your master. Because you're trying to impress them. So you're your master. Only think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he says over from his father. So that's what he says. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lechaz Berchov. And so this is a similar type of idea. That when you're doing mitzvahs, of course it's very hard to do something totally lishma, okay, but sometimes the shalom lishma is so great. Now, we hold you're supposed to do mitzvahs even shalol lishma, because shalol lishma bal lishma. But the goal is lishma. And even, and then it becomes meaningful. And then it's lasting, like the Kaja Glover says. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Otzios lishma. And it's Shem and Zayizach. It's pure, without any other ulterior motives. And then it's kosis. And the way to see it, that's the Rebbe Lublin's litmus test. If after the mitzvah, it's bringing gaiva to you, then you know to the amount of gaiva that it brought to you, that's the amount of shelo lishmo you had when you did it. The less gaiva you have, that's how you know that it was done more lishmo. And that's what the Lev Aaron says. That's what the Noam Begadim says from his father. That when you're in front of me, in front of the Shekhinah, don't have Elohim Acherim. Don't have other people that you're concerned about. And the Satmar Rebbe, the Leib Aram, on page 25, says, you know, the famous Tana Debe Eliyahu, that Yaakov and Esav are arguing, you know, Esav got Olam Hazeh, Yaakov got Olam Haba. So the question is, how come we have things in Olam Haba also? Right? I thought that Olam Haba is Esav's chelak. So he quotes from the Sefer Yosheb Olam that Kol HaOmer B'Parshas Melech, Melech Mutaba, right? When Shmuel was telling about what a Melech is going to bring, so it says the Melech is going to take this. In other words, the Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're right, even though Esav has Olam Haza, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the right to confiscate because he's the Melech. He can give it to us. But Tosa says in Sanhedrin, in Achof and Midbeis, that's only when there's one king. Sheish Melech Echad. So then the Melech has a right to usurp and give. So the Aaron Eidelbaum says, so with the Noam Begadim it's very well. He says, because if you only worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't care about other people, that your worship is only to Hashem, so then what? So then Hashem is your Melech, and it's only one Melech. And then you can be Nene from Olam Hazeh also. And that's pshat in the Mishnah. That Kol Olam Kulo Kedai Hulo. That if a person is on Madrega, and he's servicing one God, meaning he doesn't care, this one, that one, that's not what he's concerned about. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could usurp and Parshas HaMelech, and then that's pshat. Olam Torah L'shma is Kol Olam Kulo Kedai Hulo. That the whole world, because Esav's Chelek, this world, but Hashem is the Melech. He could usurp. Give it to us. But only, Tosa says, only if there's one Melech. And that's what the Noam Begadim says from his father. Once you care about other people when you're davening in this, then you don't have just one Melech. He's your Melech, and he's your Melech, and he's your Melech. And that's the opposite of Lishma. Because Lishma means you're doing L'shem Hashem, not for other alternative reasons. And this ties in Parshas Tetzaveh, because Hamolek is all about just being superficial, just like Esav Kibar Avim, but only Masafa Lachutz. It's only about image. Some people, the Homahus, is just about image. I'm not saying we believe in image. You know, there's a din of Marasayim, etc. But some people's Mahus is only about image. It's all about image. That's it. Just image. Nothing about Shem Shemayim. It's all about image. And Aravodas Hashem has to get more and more Lishma. And that's the Elokim Achim, Lo Yelocha Elokim Achirim, Elohim Achirim Al Panoi. And that's Shem and Zayin Zoch, and that's the Mid of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that, the Rebbe Lublin says, that'll bring Anova. Kosis Lamor, and that will be something lasting and meaningful. And there's Hashem, this should be our Melchama Keneged Amalek. Amalek, it's all about superficiality, it's all about just doing something to show. You know, the Gassus Ruach. So we learn the Moshe, Yorim Moshe, we learn the lesson of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gover Yisrael. Yaniach Yodo, we don't learn the message of Lishma Moshe Rabbeinu, then who wins? Then Amalek wins. So that's our, we're not having physical Muhammad necessarily with Amalek, but this is the Musar Haskel of Parshas Tetzaveh and our Nitzachon Keneged Amalek. Here, okay.